Chapter 2. While dozens of stunned visitors whipped out their cell phones en masse and flooded Charleston's 911 system with distress calls, Theodosia short-circuited the lot of them. She immediately called Pete Riley, police detective first grade, trusted first responder, and boyfriend extraordinaire. Riley picked up on the third ring.
"Well, hello there," he said, in a leisurely tone of voice.
He had caller ID, so he knew it was Theodosia. What he didn't know was how upset and terrified she was.
"Riley, I need you to come quickly," Theodosia said in a tight voice.
She tried not to sound crazed or hysterical, just focused every part of her being on holding it together.
"What's wrong?"
Riley knew Theodosia well enough to realize there had to be some sort of emergency.
"At the haunted house, the one the Heritage Society is sponsoring, there's been a... Hold a sec, will you?"
"Riley!" Now Theodosia did cry out in frustration. Why had he cut her off like that? What could be so all-fired important? Especially now, when she needed him the most.
A few seconds later, Riley was back on, his voice crackling with alarm.
"I just received an emergency text from dispatch. Theo, are you calling from the haunted house on Trad Street?"
"Yes."
"Then stay put, I'm on my way." And just like that, Riley was gone. Drayton stared at Theodosia with alarm in his eyes.
"While you were talking, the police just... they're already here. Two officers ran upstairs to see if..."
Drayton's words ended in a guttural choke, as if he'd run out of air. Then,
"Did you get a hold of him? Riley, is he coming?"
Theodosia breathed out slowly.
"He's coming."
"We need to find Timothy," Drayton said. "To tell him..."
He touched a hand to the side of his head.
"Gracious me. What do we tell him?
How do we tell him?" At that exact moment, a sharp, strangled scream rose up from inside the haunted house.
"I think he already knows," Theodosia said.
The EMTs arrived next. Hauling a gurney and emergency packs, they charged into the house and up the stairs to the third floor. Then three more squad cars came screaming in, the officers immediately rushing into the haunted house to try to round up visitors and herd everyone outside.
"Timothy?"
Drayton said, as they watched the frightened visitors pour out.
"He's still in there. What must he be feeling?"
"We've got to go in and help him." Together, Theodosia and Drayton fought their way through the surging, almost hysterical crowd. They pushed back up the front walk, reached the porch, then slipped inside. They found Timothy standing in the parlor where Willow had been signing books only minutes earlier. His face was twisted in anguish, his narrow shoulders hunched. He looked as if he'd just been sentenced to death.
"You people need to go outside," an officer barked at the three of them.
"The woman, she's his grandniece," Drayton said.
The officer's face fell. "Oh," he said, stepping away. Theodosia, Drayton, and Timothy stood there, too stunned to even speak to one another, as yellow and black crime scene tape was strung all around them and more officers arrived. Finally, Detective Pete Riley came flying through the front door.
"Riley!"
Theodosia cried as she rushed into his arms.
"You saw it happen? You've been here the whole time?"
Riley asked her. Theodosia nodded, savoring his warm embrace. Then she took a step back and gazed at him.
"It was awful. I thought maybe..."
Tears formed in her eyes.
"I guess I don't know what to think."